Welcome to the Whole Hog Podcast.
My main concern is I just want to do the best damn job I can for the University of Arkansas.
I got a question for you though, Scotty. Do you know that there's other players on our team besides Desi?
Whoever we had on the plane is all we need.
Turn that damn tube on.
Now, here's your host, Seth Campbell.
Welcome into the Whole Hog Podcast. Seth Campbell, I'll be joined by Matt Jones and Scotty Bordelon here in just a moment. But we've got big news. It's not really breaking anymore by the time that you're listening to this, but it is big news. The fact that the Arkansas Razorbacks will not play their regularly scheduled game on Saturday against the Missouri Tigers. Instead, that game is going to be postponed until after the Alabama game, which would be not this Saturday or the next Saturday, but the Saturday after that. As of right now, that is where everything is standing. And I'll bring in Matt Jones right now, and we can talk a little bit more about, first of all, just how rare it is for a college football game to get postponed. And then, second of all, the ramifications of all of this. But, first, Matt, there's not a whole lot of times that these games get postponed.
I can only think of two games that have been postponed since I've been, watching and following and observing the team. The 2001, there was a game against North Texas that was postponed and actually canceled because of September 11th. They ended up pushing that game back to 2004, I think. And kind of the irony in that one is that in response to having to cancel the North Texas game, they scheduled a game against Weber State in Fayetteville in early October, and that was the game where Matt Jones, the quarterback, was discovered. They brought him in late in that game, and I think he threw a touchdown on his very first pass. I think he and Matt Leiner might be the only two quarterbacks who have ever done that in college football history. And they just kind of continued to work him into the game plan, each week as the season went along. And, before long, he was in the 7-overtime game against Ole Miss. And, there were some memorable games that he played in that season. So that was the first one I can remember. And then the second one was in 2008, Texas. They were scheduled to play the third weekend of September. I think it was the second weekend of September, the third weekend of the season. And Hurricane Ike pushed that game back. I don't think Austin was really affected much by Ike, but they were worried about hotel space and trying to free up hotel spaces in and around the Austin area for people who were, coming inland from coastal regions. And that one ended up getting pushed back 2 weeks. You look throughout the course of Arkansas football, though. I mean, think about all the other crazy events in our country over the since 1894, and in 1963 they played Texas Tech in Fayetteville the day after John F. Kennedy was assassinated. It was the only game in the Southwest Conference that day. Everybody else had canceled their games, but Texas Tech had already flown up from Lubbock and flown into Fayetteville, and they said, since you're here, we're going to go ahead and play this game. So they played the game with the flag lowered, and Arkansas won that game. And that's actually the game that began their 22-game win streak, included 1964 national championship, the undefeated 65 regular season. So I think those three games might be the only ones that have been postponed. There may be some others that I don't know about, but those are the only three that I know about. And you're talking about a hurricane, a 9/11, and COVID. Those are three pretty, rare instances that would force the postponement of a game like this.
Yeah, it's definitely has to be something just out of the ordinary. A few things come to my mind that, there are games that haven't been postponed, but there are games that have, maybe didn't think we'd get off. I think there's a game against either, was it Kentucky or was it Ole Miss when Bobby Petrino was with Arkansas that the game got flooded?
The game didn't get flooded. It was 2012. It was John L. Smith's yes. Interim season. And Arkansas was up 49-7 in the third quarter. There was actually a tornado warning about 20 miles from the stadium up in Rogers. Mm-hmm. And I think the game had already been, halted at one point for lightning. And Arkansas was up 49-7 at the point. And that was one of the worst teams to ever play in the SEC. Kentucky was that year under Joker Phillips. And I think at that point they figured, why even come back on the field to finish this thing? And I believe that's the only game that Arkansas has ever had that was, that was called official when it didn't actually go four quarters.
And then there was a game against Ole Miss that had a long delay, but they did back and play.
Yeah, 2010, that was the game where Nile Davis kind of had his breakout against Ole Miss here in Fayetteville. That was the first time that the Razorbacks had beaten Ole Miss since Houston Nutt had gone there as the head coach. And that was kind of during that point where you could really see that team was getting really good. And, of course, they ended up playing the Sugar Bowl that year. There have been a few games like that. Auburn 2014, I remember, that was the season opener. There was a tropical storm coming into Alabama, and some of those – some of the storms that kind of precede that had come onto shore. And we had quite the gully washer at Auburn that afternoon. And, there have been some like that that have had, big delays. But those are kind of fun to think about. I've been at all those.
And there's a few of those that come to your mind. The Razorbacks, I remember the Ole Miss game specifically that had the pause for a while because for whatever reason, we got seats to those games. And I got to go to that game back when I was in high school, or maybe even middle school then. And we got the fancy seats, though, Matt. We were in the indoor club. And so while everybody was running towards shelter, because like you said, it was quite the goalie washer, we were just sitting upstairs in the box just watching them. And we're like, man, that stinks to be y'all.
Yeah.
But when you look at the Razorbacks, the games that they have now and the remaining schedules, you look at the rest of 2020, how big is it that the Hogs, are going to get a pushback, and maybe they have 2 weeks to prepare for Alabama, or, if for whatever reason, Arkansas maybe doesn't play that game against Alabama, and then they have, an extra week, or actually it'd be 2 weeks to prepare for Missouri. How big is that, Matt?
Well, there's a couple of thoughts that I have. Assuming they play Alabama before they play Missouri, and I think that's most likely to happen. You can't ever say anything for sure. I mean, look at what they did with the Missouri-Vanderbilt game this week. That thing was supposed to be played in 2 weeks. And now 5 days before game time, they switched the opponents. And so you never know what's going to happen. But assuming they play Alabama first, and whether that's December the 5th, there have been some speculation about that game might get pushed back to December the 12th to accommodate Alabama LSU. Some things come to mind. Number one, they're probably not going to beat Alabama, right? And so you think about Jalen Catalan's suspension. Right now, that would be the first half of the Alabama game. I think if you were to ask Arkansas fans, would you rather have Jalen Catalan available for the first half of the Alabama game or the first half of the Missouri game? I think most people would tell you, hey, I'd rather have him for the Missouri game because that's going to give the team a better chance to win that game than I think maybe if he was playing in the first half against Alabama. It's just very unlikely that Arkansas is going to be able to beat a team like Alabama this season, regardless of who they have on the field. And then, from the rest of the roster standpoint, I mean, imagine playing Missouri without Eric Gregory and Dorian Gerald and Julius Coates and all these players who were out the other day against LSU, and now imagine playing Missouri with those players, in the lineup, assuming that they were all out for COVID quarantine like we think they were. It makes a big difference for Arkansas in that Missouri game. So I think it benefits them. They ended up playing LSU. I don't know that they really had, the numbers that they would have liked to have played LSU, but they were above that threshold. It's not that you can't have under 53 scholarship players, but it's that the game could be called if there's under 53. Well, Arkansas had 56. It could be called if you had under four defensive linemen. They had six or seven scholarship defensive linemen available for the LSU game. So they're right there on the borderline of not being able to play that game. And the way that we've seen this virus work is that if you've got – I hate to call it an outbreak because I think most of the players who are out due to contact tracing. But if you have a positive case within your team, it's just going to keep growing the number of players who are going to be held out, whether, they test positive for the virus or whether they're held out through contact tracing. And so it kind of seemed untenable for Arkansas to play this game against Missouri this week. And I'll be honest with you, it kind of seems maybe the same way for Missouri to end up playing Vanderbilt this weekend. Missouri only had 52 scholarship players available for the South Carolina game last weekend. Now, they may be further along in their quarantine protocols than Arkansas is, and that might change it too. But I was thinking yesterday, when you've got one team that had just played a game of 56 and the other team just played a game of 52, it seemed really unlikely that they were going to be able to play this week and that everything was just going to have to go perfectly. And obviously their testing numbers that came back Sunday, came back to the point where Arkansas couldn't play the game.
Yeah, it's really unfortunate. Scotty, what does this mean for the Razorbacks in your eyes, the fact that this game got pushed back and they'll have now 2 weeks prepared for Alabama?
Yeah, it's interesting. I think it's good to have a little bit of time to get guys, like Matt said, healthy. One of the guys that I think Arkansas missed against LSU in terms of, Arkansas wasn't able to get its run game going at all against LSU. And this is not to say that Arkansas will, against Alabama, but, possibly, having a little bit more time to get a guy like Bo Limmer back healthy. I don't know that he was the difference in Arkansas rushing for 100 to 150 yards against LSU, but I mean, continuity up front is as important as anything, when you're trying to get your run game going and protecting your quarterback too. So getting a guy like that back on your offensive line is pretty big. And then, Rakeem Boyd is another guy, like he hated to miss the LSU game, but, after a week off, not playing against LSU, him having, possibly this week to maybe get his legs back underneath him, and then, another full week of practice before playing again next week. I don't think that can hurt him at all. Maybe he can, maybe try to return to form like he had, maybe against Texas A&M.
Yeah, you think that it can't hurt these guys, right, to have an extra week off and to rest a little bit, even the guys that are healthy or the guys that are not with the team. The fact of that if the guys are not with the team, they're still getting that rest and still making sure that, they will be available and a little, I guess, closer to 100%. Because I don't know if anybody's 100% by the end of November after going through an SEC schedule, but it'll be a little bit closer. Right, Matt?
Yeah, I think so. And the point that I was going to make was that I just think that Arkansas has looked a little tired the last couple of weeks. They played three really physical opponents in a row, Florida, Tennessee, and Texas A&M. They won the Tennessee game, but Tennessee played a really physical – they might have been one of the most physical teams they've seen this year outside of Georgia, at least to this point. Of course, A&M had a real strong, offensive, defensive front, same for Florida. They just kind of looked tired to me against LSU, and it's not to say that that was the reason they lost. I don't think that's it. But, you just kind of get to this point in the season. Of course, it was such a weird off season, and, that maybe this week off, and who knows, maybe it's 2 weeks off, depending on what happens with the Alabama game. Maybe it just gives them a little bit of time to rest. And going back to the players that they get back this week, we don't know why each player has been out. I go back to the Missouri game last year. Before the game, everybody knew there was a mumps outbreak on the team. And Scotty, you'll remember this. They just came through the press box and they just pointed at a roster, said, this guy, this guy, this guy, this guy, this guy. These are the guys who are out. They didn't give a reason for it. And we're kind of seeing that right now with their roster. It's just these guys are out. We're not going to tell you if they're in COVID, if they're a COVID positive, if they're in contact tracing, if they're in concussion protocol. Really the only ones that we found out why they're out are people who have put it on their social media and said, hey, I've had a season ending injury or something like that. But Sam Pittman, when he was speaking earlier in the week, he mentioned that, or he kind of hinted at, indicated that there were some players who were in concussion protocol, and you get an extra week, maybe an extra couple of weeks, that makes a big deal in concussion protocol, just like it does in contact tracing. I think it's a good deal for this team just to be able to get some time, rest their bodies, but also rest their mind, because I can only imagine as you're getting ready for these football games and not knowing what's going to happen, or am I going to pass this test? Is this guy who I'm living with going to pass the test? And if he doesn't, am I going to go into contact tracing? All these different things. I can only imagine how much of a mental toll that takes on the team. And so I think this could be good for them from that standpoint too.
And then going back to Matt's point on Arkansas maybe looking a little bit tired against LSU, I think about Grant Morgan and Bumper Pool a lot. I think those two guys have had they've just thrown their bodies around for weeks and weeks on end. I mean, Grant Morgan's up over 100 tackles for the season, and Bumper Pool's not far behind him. Those two guys could probably, you know, stand a little bit of rest and get their bodies fresh.
Yeah, and then the defensive line that did play, you know, if you get everybody back, then you have to think a lot of those guys aren't going to play in a normal game. But Jonathan Marshall, who is your workhorse on the defensive line, he will play. And he will be a guy that will come into the game and be a difference maker. And to get him rest, to get the offensive line rest, and as you said earlier, Scotty, you know, just to get Bo Limmer back, you have been trying to find your best five really for the first half of the season because you didn't have spring practice and to get to see these guys under Pittman against a little bit of live competition, even if it is yourselves. But you finally feel like you kind of have a five, and then, you know, somebody will go down, whether it's through injury or COVID or whatever. So if you can get those guys back and have one cohesive unit that is decently rested, you got to feel like Arkansas has a legitimate chance against Missouri whenever they play them again.
For sure. And, you know, Arkansas got its run game going, I think, against Texas A&M. And then they followed that with a couple more impressive games, you know, running the ball. And I think they did it really without their five best guys, you know, at least at one position. You know, Dalton Wagner's had to jump in at right tackle with Noah Gatlin down. But, yeah, I think, you know, if Arkansas, that was one of the questions I wanted to ask Sam Pittman on Monday is, you know, do we have an update on Noah Gatlin? Is he going to be able to come back, you know, maybe next week? But yeah, getting Limmer and possibly Gatlin back, you know, Gatlin might be battling some rust too. Like, he hasn't played, and I think Arkansas's game against LSU was his third week that he had missed. You know, he missed most of the Auburn game too. So he could be battling through a little bit of rust, but. You got to step in. Like, Dalton Wagner has stepped in, I thought, pretty well. You know, there was one play against LSU. I think it was Arkansas's first third down of the game. You know, he made a mistake. He wasn't physical with LSU's defensive end and allowed that Felipe Franks third down pass to get batted down. But, you know, Sam Pittman's liked what he's gotten from him with Gatlin out. You know, if you can get Lemmers, the guy that, you know, he's been known to have a little bit of a mean streak, and, you know, we haven't heard just a whole lot about him this season. I think he's played pretty well. Yeah, I mean, you obviously you want to hit the home stretch of the schedule with your five best up front for sure.
All right, guys. Well, I'll leave you with this. Arkansas scheduled to play Alabama next week, and Matt kind of hinted at it. You may not be the fact that Arkansas can't pass the COVID protocols next week. It may be the fact that the SEC moves it around, but how good are you feeling about Arkansas playing Alabama next week? Like, you know, on a scale of 1 to 10, you know, the happy chart or the pain chart, are you the guy at 0 that's smiling, or do you feel like there's a good chance that Arkansas will play Alabama next week, Matt?
I don't think there's any team that's ever happy about playing Alabama. But in terms of, I guess your question was, you know, whether or not I think the game will get played on the 5th. I don't know. You know, I look at the SEC championship game and the fact that it looks like it's going to be Alabama and Florida right now. And Florida has to play LSU on December the 12th. And so you wonder, does the SEC from a, you know, an equity standpoint, want Florida playing the week before the SEC championship game and Alabama not? Now, I know, you know, there's a lot of people who feel like, you know, the SEC makes rules and decisions that favor Alabama, and they may not be wrong about that. You know, so it would not surprise me to see Alabama and LSU play on the 5th, and they push the Arkansas game back to the 12th. I think those Alabama reporters who have reported that those discussions have been taking place, I think that they are the ones who are in the best place to, you know, have good contacts within the SEC office in Birmingham. And so that wouldn't surprise me to see that happen. But the thing is that, I go back to something I said a couple of weeks ago, you know, we can't be naive to think that there's not going to be more games that are going to be affected by this. Maybe this weekend, December the 5th, December the 12th. It just, you know, you can try to move around games and, you know, play with these hypotheticals about this would get this team to 10 and or you get them as close to 10 as they can. But the fact of the matter is that there are probably going to be more games in the next 2 weeks that are going to get called off by this. And there are going to be teams in the SEC that don't get to their full 10 game schedule.
Yeah. What do you think,
Scott? I think playing Alabama is pain every year for a lot of teams. You know, for Arkansas, you know, when it's fully healthy, it's probably a 7 or 8 on that pain scale. But you know, if you're missing guys, missing some key guys, like that pain intensifies a little bit. I mean, I think it was Jeremy Pruitt earlier in the season was asked about Alabama, and he was like, "This is the best college offense that he's seen like in his time in college football." And I mean, Alabama's got a legitimate Heisman candidate at quarterback. They've got a legitimate Heisman candidate at running back, and they might have the Biletnikoff winner and Devontae Smith. So I mean, it's, you know, I don't think you ever feel good about playing Alabama, but you know, having this week and possibly next week, you know, if Arkansas does play Alabama on December 5th, having, you know, basically 2 weeks to get ready, you know, that's about as good a thing as you could hope for.
All right. And about as good as thing you could hope for, we could hope for anyway, is the fact of, well, we get to spend Thursday, Thanksgiving, stuffing our faces full and not have to worry about covering a game this weekend.
And you looking forward to that.
The Razorback fan, you don't have to look forward to stressing out about a game this weekend, or, you know, maybe it is games, I guess, are supposed to be quote unquote fun, right? But it was really good to catch up with you guys over Zoom, talk a little bit about this postponement and what all is going on in college football. It is exactly right what Matt said about, you know, we would be naive to figure that there wouldn't be at least one more postponement in 5 games that are scheduled to play, or pardon me, 7 games that are scheduled to play every single week. You would think that something's probably going to happen. And that's just the reality of playing in a pandemic, about what happens. And I think Scotty and I talked about it on the reaction show about how Arkansas would have liked to have some of those guys back on the defensive line, and the game might have been different, but that's the reality of playing in the pandemic, is that these things happen. Well, the reality of right now is the fact of that this podcast has got to end, but we really appreciate you tuning in. So make sure, if you like the podcast, share it with a friend, comment below wherever you are listening. We read all of the comments and really appreciate those. You can check out more Whole Hog Sports content on wholehogsports.com. Well, until next week, and we'll get you ready for the Alabama game, fingers crossed. That is Matt Jones and Scotty Borderline. I am Seth Campbell saying thank you for listening.